This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
The International Culinary Center is turning 30, and we want to celebrate.
We're offering a peek behind the curtain of the ICC and some of their esteemed alumni. This episode's featured graduate, Al Stevens, class of 1995. Al Stevens is a corporate pastry chef at Olives New York in Union Square. He explains how not being able to afford the food he wanted growing up inspires his dessert recipes today.
I think, you know, growing up in a household where, you know, I was a Brooklyn kid and I had like three older siblings, so we didn't have a lot of money. So we went to the supermarket shopping with mom. I would love to get like, you know, all of the main brand cereals. And she was like, I don't think we can afford it. So I think my whole life I've always wanted the main brand items that I couldn't afford. So the Oreo cookies, the Fruity Pebbles and so forth. And I think my whole philosophy has been chasing, mimicking these items, but with just like, you know, just natural ingredients that you have around in your kitchen. So, you know, just playing around for one of the events. One time I just took some lemon lime and a little bit of orange zest and threw it into a light caramel and coated that caramel over some popcorn. So it tasted like a Fruity Pebbles popcorn.
In the last week of March 2014, Stevens worked with Todd English to open a restaurant in the Philippines. Although Stevens is well known in America, the owner of the Filipino restaurant initially doubted his expertise.
I used his delicious local mango and did a simple mango panna cotta that I used some fresh mango, and I did a citrus poached pineapple. Something really fruity, something really fresh and low cost, and he wanted to soup it up a little bit more, so I made him a delicious local coconut milk sorbet as well. So he wanted something cold and icy to go on the plate. So, you know, just a mixture of sorbet, fresh fruit, and custard that's all local to them. And, you know, as soon as he tasted it, he went crazy for it. He was like, all right, I'll follow your lead next time. I won't say anything. I was here in New York, and we went down and 2 weeks figured out where to source things and tailor some items to the local palate. Like we did a spam. They're big on spam, like Hawaiians. They love their spam. So we did something like a spam and barbecue spam flatbread, and you know, that was going crazy. And just they love everything chocolate. So I just, you know, gave them one of my signature desserts from New York, all chocolate, warm chocolate cake, and you know, super simple here, but over there they went crazy for the chocolate covered cocoa puffs.
Happy birthday, ICC! Here's to another 30 years of influencing food and drink around the world. For the HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Caitlin Pierce.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is Virgin Blood by Abel. Thanks for listening.